This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour now. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. How are we doing? We're just having a conversation about the heat and the humidity and what's coming, because I happen to be in Dallas for a couple of days, and it's plenty hot here. Meanwhile, there are some of the things that are going on that people are talking about. The COVID situation. I was talking to Dr. Ken Kronos, who's one of our two doctors, Dr. Jack Stockwell and Ken, both represent different ends of the medical spectrum, but they both agree on any number of things. One of them is that COVID is not gone. Whether how you treat it, how you deal with it, they don't agree with that. One of them was for vaccines, the other one is for just enhancing your immune system. But the conversation, I think, this week is about vaccines for children under five, and the fact that the Center for Disease Confusion says this week that it could be available by the end of June. In fact, by the 21st or maybe the 24th. One of the interesting things about this is that it's available right now. But they yak about it. They're going to have a big meeting. And they'll come up with the understanding that we know what they're going to do. So either just do it instead of yakking about it. Just do it. For those of you who think it's a good idea, swell. I don't think it's a good idea. I know my son and his wife will have their baby, Jasper, vaccinated, I think probably by the end of June. He's 6 months. Well, let's see. He'll be 7 months old by the end of June. So it's a very low dose, but it's something that deals with it. Apparently, half of the U.S. population has now had COVID to one. Are you surprised with that number, Jay?
I'm not. Yeah, a lot of people that I know who have had COVID have now had it more than once.
Yeah.
So it does seem like it keeps going around, and whatever this latest
variant. And even if
you've
had the shots, it seems to be at least the most recent.
That's one of the things that I'm struggling to understand. Why the fight over to be vaccinated or not to be vaccinated when both can vaccinated people and unvaccinated people can both get COVID. They can share COVID or spread COVID is a better way to say it. But it's a personal choice. If you feel like the vaccine is going to help you not get as sick for when you do get it, because at some point we're all going to get it, then get it. If you feel like that's not the right choice for you and your family, then don't get it. But to see that people are fighting over what others are doing with their lives.
None of your business.
Or with their bodies. Exactly. I've known
None
people who have, unfortunately, I'm vaccinated, but yep, I have friends who have chosen to not be vaccinated, or they can't because of medical reasons, and they have lost so many friends, and they'll confide in me because they know they're safe with me. But it's just so heartbreaking. Like, people have lost best friends over the vaccinated versus unvaccinated debate, and it's like, stop already. Live your
life. Well, it's the same as what's going on in the political world. People lose friends because they like Trump or they don't like Trump. If you don't like Trump, you're not going to be my friend. Or if you like Trump, who would want to have a friend who voted for Trump? That's nonsense. It isn't. Mm-hmm. That's not who you are. Voting for Trump or whoever it is you vote for, or doing whatever it is you do about the vaccine, that's not you. That's an action you're taking because you think it's important. That's it, as far as I'm concerned. I wouldn't judge anybody. I judge them on how they treat me as a friend and how they are, you know, they're good, respectful, nice people. And that's it. Elon Musk apparently is threatening to walk away from his $44 billion bid to buy Twitter as
the
shift escalates. No, not surprised at all. So what's the background? I guess he said the company hasn't provided adequate user data for him to back up the value. Is that one of the
his $44 billion bid, his lawyers are saying that Musk has he's sent a letter threatening that he's going to walk away because he wants to know about all the fake bots and the fake accounts and Twitter's fake accounts. And
that's a good question,
his lawyers, he's been Yeah, very valid question. And according to his lawyers, he has been asking for this information since May 9th. These questions came up about a month after his offer to buy the company. And apparently, the Twitter CEO says that they estimate fewer than 5% of their accounts are spam. But Elon Musk is saying, no, it's closer to 20% he feels like are bogus. And so he wants to know exactly how many of these bots are just that, are bots. How many of these accounts are actually fake spamming accounts and what they plan to do about it, because he wants to do something about it should he buy this. But if he's not getting that information, he's going to walk away. But the question remains, is he looking for reasons to walk away? Was he ever truly planning to buy this, or was this a publicity stunt? Or did he change his mind now? Just looking for excuses? Is he still going to buy it and he's genuinely wanting to make Twitter a better place? We'll find out. I feel like only time's going to tell on all that.
And what difference does it make to the average person?
These are the days of our lives.
Yes, they are, in fact. In a moment, a conversation starter about ashwagandha. You know what ashwagandha is?
I've heard of it, yes.
All right, so
not familiar
tell you about
exactly what it is.
All right, you'll find out from your friend Uncle Dougie right after this.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Okay, it's 14 after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Every once in a while you hear me chuckle or laugh because I'll come across, I always have three or four screens open and a lot of other information that's in front of me. And as I'm nosing around to see what I think will attract your attention, as I said a few minutes ago, what will be a good conversation starter for you, I just came across, as I'm in Dallas, I just came across on the local local newspaper here, the Dallas Morning News, there's a congressman who says the problem with all this shooting is women having rights. Here we go.
Oh, dang, women, shakes fists in the air.
Can you imagine anybody in his or her right mind at this point? I'm dumbfounded, but that someone would try to find this guy's name someplace. It's a reprint of a story in Vanity Fair that they have. A lot of politicians have been interviewed, as you know. Every politician kind of wants to be heard after what happened in Uvalde or all the other shootings. So this guy says, yep, it's a problem with women. Women shouldn't have guns. It's their fault. How do you get to that place when all the shooters have been young men? Not sure.
That's a good question.
All right, I promised some news about ashwagandha. Ashwagandha is something that it's a supplement. I take it every day. It's the main ingredient in a new juice. We should probably put this in the Farm and Food News. Watch for this information. It's Organifi Green Juice. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. I don't know where this came from. Organifi. It's green. You know, the green juices that you get, the stuff that comes from greens. You know, you go to one of those.
It seems like if it's green, it's super healthy.
Right, super green.
Unless
right,
it's exactly. A McDonald's Shamrock Shake.
Right, exactly. No, superfood. And this is very potent, apparently, with ashwagandha, which is a way to help yourself relieve stress. I take it every single day. You mix that with the greens that you're talking about, and that's what this new green juice is all about. So you can find it, I'm sure, in local health food stores. They make it with green apples. So green apples and ashwagandha. How about that? When's Father's Day? I was thinking of some things that people,
June 19th.
I like them. Okay, so only a couple of weeks away. Maybe that's something that you get for your dad. How about that? If he's somebody that
he's more of a that. Red drink drinker.
Your father grapes. Is. Yeah.
The fermented grapes variety of healthy drinks.
I think I've noticed that. Yes, right. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee announcing the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Hall of Fame, class of 2022. Induction ceremony is, 2 weeks from Friday, I think, right?
At the
museum
coming up
in
really
Colorado
fast.
Springs. Yep. Eight individuals, two teams, two legends, one coach, and one special contributor. Do you follow the Paralympic? This is something that's, I guess, a combo of regular and those who have special needs. Who are performers? Is that right? Is that how this?
It's all the same company, museum, the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum. It's in Colorado Springs. I don't follow any of the Olympics or Paralympics to the point where I know everybody's name, but I do watch it and the athleticism of everybody. It really is fantastic. And some of the class that are going to be inducted for 2022. You have Natalie Coughlin, who is a big swimmer, three Olympic Games. Muffy Davis is a para alpine skiing and paracycling.
I love that name.
Muffy Davis. Mia Hamm is being entered for soccer, one of the most decorated female soccer players in U.S. history. I think that even people who don't follow soccer at least know the name Mia Hamm. You have Michelle Kwan with figure skating, Michael Phelps with swimming, Lindsey Vonn with alpine skiing.
Oh, well-known names.
Oh, yeah. And then the coach is Pat Summitt for basketball. You have the special contributor is Billie Jean King. It's just, this is a really great class.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to all the folks that are going in there. I thought it was a quick sort of congratulatory thing to the Reagan family. Looks like Nancy Reagan is getting a forever stamp yesterday or some, was it this week or last week? I just saw this Nancy Reagan stamp was unveiled in a White House ceremony. I don't know if I'd go out of my way. I just wonder how many people really pay attention. When you buy your stamps, maybe you don't even buy stamps. I buy stamps. I usually get four or five packages at a time because, golly gee, I still like to put stuff in the mail. I like paying my bills in the mail. I like sending notes in the mail. I just like using the mail, even though it's not too dependable. How much do you use the mail, Jay?
I don't unless I absolutely have to. I can't tell you the last time I sent something out in the mail. I'm that person that will actually get invitations or thank you cards and then end up just taking a picture and texting it to people.
Yeah. Well, I guess I understand that it's easier to do that, but there's something about this. I don't know whether it's romantic. I don't know what the right word is for it, but I think it's kind of cool.
It's very classic.
Once I'm addressed. Yeah, it is kind of classic. I'm a classic kind of a guy. And it's now 21 after the hour. No, 20 after. Is it 20? 21 after. It's close anyway, here on the DJV program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We're all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Funny, 3 after the hour now on the DJV program. See, I did it again. I got a big cue card in front of me. Doug Steffens, good day. And I've said that a lot longer. This program started in 1988. In October of 1988 is the Doug Steffens Good Day USA program. And then somewhere along the line we dropped USA. And it was just Doug Steffens Good Day. It was that way until Jennifer was on, started 16, 17 years ago with me. And then Victoria got added to the mix about 6.5 years ago. And then Jay got added to the mix about 1.5 years ago. And so it becomes ingrained. You know, you wake up in the morning, okay, it's the DJV show. And so as we change back to the old tried and true Doug Steffens Good Day, I just have that mental block every once in a while. If I focus and think about it, I'm okay. But if I don't, you know, it gets lost.
But I'm sure you had to retrain yourself the first time when you switched over.
You have to. It's like retraining a muscle, much as anything else. All right, you find out Billy Long is the congressman we were talking about.
Missouri's 7th congressional district. Yeah, okay. Since
congratulations to him for being a moron. Okay.
Mass shootings on women having too many rights.
Yeah,
that's what we're talking about here. Because why not?
Yeah, get the women's vote there, boy. Okay. Viggo Mortensen, the actor, says genetics led to his testing. And this is actually a good story for everybody to take note of, because he did something that was very smart. What did he do?
All right, so he has parents that struggled with dementia. It is pretty prominent in both sides of his extended family. And so he's 63, he decided to take a blood test to determine if he was genetically predisposed to develop the syndrome. And I think that's one of the things that if anybody who has something going on and either with either parent side of the family, and then let alone both. You always kind of just want to go get things checked out to know, unless you don't want to know either which way, but he wanted to know. And remarkably, even though his family is pretty much running rampant on both sides of his family, he doesn't seem likely to get it at all. That's what the physicians found.
Mm-hmm. That's good. You feel good about that, right?
Yeah.
Now, have you ever done this yourself? Do you ever go get tested? You got an ache or a pain and you're worried about it, so you go get it checked out, or do you just ignore it?
I half and half. I always say that I am a justified hypochondriac. I always think I have something, and I typically don't have what I think I have, but the doctors always do find something else. But I have fibromyalgia, so I live every day with pain. And a lot of times I'm dealing with something and I'm just thinking, oh, it's a fibro flare, and then I won't get checked out until it's so bad. And it's like, oh, no, you actually sprained your ankle, or there's actually something else going on. This isn't related to the fibro.
But you come by it honestly because your father's got bad arthritis. Right? Isn't it? Is it sort of a hereditary thing?
Arthritis? Yeah, rheumatoid arthritis. Yeah. He doesn't have rheumatoid arthritis.
No, but he has arthritis in his hands.
Yeah, I don't have arthritis. It's just the run-of-the-mill chronic illness where you're always dealing with fatigue. Like, when you wake up with the flu, that's how I feel on a normal day. Achy, exhausted, just like head in a fog. That's me on my best day.
Welcome to morning radio. Good for you, Jay. Congratulations. This isn't your first morning gig either. So it's one of those things. You got to get kind of used to whatever the gig is. You know what I mean? 28 after the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New York City oil refiner John Catsimatidis told Fox Business President Biden should open up the oil spigots as a fast fix on the energy woes hurting Americans every day.
He wants to fly to Saudi Arabia and beg the Saudi Arabians to give us another 500,000 barrels at $120 a barrel. Does that make any sense at all? It makes no sense.
Mr. Catsimatidis said the price per barrel would drop in half soon after the oil spigots opened. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was meeting with his cabinet this morning and trying to patch up his relationship after surviving a no-confidence vote overnight. Johnson needed the backing of 180 of the 359 conservative lawmakers in a secret ballot. He got that and more, and will continue to rule. We are USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Louisiana's Democrat Governor John Bel Edwards said Monday he will call the legislature into special session soon to draw new maps for congressional district boundaries now that a federal judge has blocked use of maps that have only one majority black district.
That map needs to contain at least two minority districts, black majority districts, which is exactly what I said to you all, which is exactly what these people behind you said. And if you just do the math from June the 20th, and you know that once a call is issued, you have to have at least 7 days before you can go into that session. And it takes about 6 days or so, if everything is coordinated, to be able to pass the bill. Subtract that from June 20th, you know we're right at the doorstep. So what I can tell you is that in the next day or so, I will be issuing a call for a special session to do exactly what the Middle District of Louisiana has told us to do.
The judge expressed all maps must be done by June 20th. As hacker groups continue to exploit Windows Zero Day, that makes it unusually easy to execute malicious code on target computers, Microsoft is keeping mum and refusing to even say if it has plans to patch the vulnerability. Late last week, security firm Proofpoint said that hackers were exploiting the remote code execution vulnerability called Folina. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
And change after the hour on the DJV program. Will you stop it? Good God. I caught myself that time. It's a bit worse today than it has been, though, since I started doing this midweek last week. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. How do you do? Jay Kirshner is here with me celebrating the day, the week, the month. Uvalde people have now taken on what started. We were just talking about where all this began. Was it Boston Strong after the blow up at the end of the race? It's now Uvalde Strong, but Lance Armstrong apparently started this. Under what circumstances?
That's what I'm trying to think of. With his foundation for testicular cancer, he had those yellow wristbands that read Live Strong that everybody was buying and wearing.
Yes.
And that was, I think, the first time I noticed anything. And Live Strong was one word. But anytime something would happen, like with Nashville's tornadoes, it was Nashville strong. It's insert location of something big happening strong. When a person succumbs to a battle of cancer, a lot of times their friends and family will create bracelets and the donations will go to help pay medical bills or help their family with the funeral, and it will be that person's name followed by strong. So it's, it's something that's pretty common anymore.
All right, speaking of battling, the ambassador to the United Nations from Russia, his name, why do we bother to try, but I'll try it anyway, just for fun. His name is Vasily Nebzinzin. Anyway, he stormed out of the Security Council. The European Council President, Charles Michel, addressed the, this is a, you know, one of the smaller groups, more influential groups in the UN. There are 15 members to it. They outwardly all accused Moscow of fueling the fuel crisis, of fueling the food crisis, of fueling the problems in the world. The invasion of Ukraine has caused all of the problems that we have. The troops, the war crimes, crimes against humanity, I mean, they went right for this guy. So as a result, in a very mature fashion, he yelled something in an obscenity in Russian and left the room. How would we translate? How do you say something, an obscenity in Russian? Do you suppose it sounds like an obscenity? Like, when you say things that are obscene in English, it really does sound obscene, right?
Like,
so
what
do you think?
I'm just kidding.
I know. Every once in a while I come close to slipping, but I pretty much I catch myself. But seriously, when, you know, you say things that, whether it's the emphasis on it, because we, you know, grew up saying, we were told, don't use that word. That's a dirty word. Remember that George Carlin, 7 words you can't say on the radio?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. And
he went through all of them. My goodness.
He did. And
now some of those words we can say on the air.
Yeah, right, exactly. Want to test which ones?
No.
No, okay, thank you. Anyway, so I'm just thinking, this guy swore, and how do you say whatever it is that I'm not even going to make reference to it in English, but what does it sound like, a swear? I guess that would, I'd like to have that audio so I could listen.
Probably in the Russian language it does.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You can tell what it is.
Right, exactly. Anyway, so that was a sign of maturity. Like they weren't responsible for all the problems. The Biden administration has suspended tariffs on solar panels. That'd be kind of interesting. Most of them, I hope they're not all made in China. Some of them are made in China, but I think some of them are made in other areas of Asia. Why can't we make them here? Why do we have to go buy them from someplace else? Why don't we make them here? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
You know, these guys are crazed about changing the way we live, the clean energy thing. I'm going to probably stay on that toot that I discovered over the weekend. Remember, I think we talked about it yesterday or the day before, the results of a study that was done by NASA and NOAA with regard to the last 4 million years on the planet. And it came about as somebody pointed out that if you look at the study and the conditions of the planet 4 million years ago, and you look at the condition of the planet right now, they're exactly the same. And there were no cars
really
around.
That's really fascinating.
Yeah. And no cars around that I know of 4 million years ago.
No steel mills,
No, none of that stuff. At any rate, I'm trying to get, I have 3 or 4 people that I'm talking to about putting a solar farm on my farm. The sticking point, have the facility built up high enough. They do have the panels. You go up 9 or 10 feet, and that way the cows can graze underneath the panels. And because they turn with the sun, what's growing there will continue to grow. So the pasture will continue to be green and forage and stuff. And I'm trying to come up with that. But those, the design of them is a little tricky. At any rate, I don't have a problem. I have no problem with using solar energy. I think it is, I think it makes nothing but sense, frankly.
Oh,
but I'm not one who goes down the road of thinking that all the problems of the earth are a result of burning fossil fuel. I'll tell you, one of the problems has nothing to do with the outcome of burning the fuel. It has to do with where it comes from, i.e., you buy it from Mobil and Exxon, and you're getting screwed 85 ways from Sunday because they are gouging the hell out of you, their customers. And make no mistake about it, when you go to the service station, if you see Exxon or Mobil on the station, keep going, because you're going to pay 10 cents more for everything there than you do if you go down the street. There are lots of now unbranded gas lines. They all come from the same place. They just choose to promote better and easier, but because of all the money that ExxonMobil spends on promotion, people say, oh, yeah, I recognize that. It's funny. It's great because we're in the advertising business here, and I want to think that the things that we advertise have impact on people. And so if you mention something or you have a special and this, that, or the other thing, but in the over the years, the Exxon name, I remember Exxon used to be Esso when I was a kid. You probably don't even know that, right, Jay? Used to be
no,
Esso.
No, I don't. Is that ESO? ESSO?
ESSO. Yep. And then they went back to the original name, Exxon, and then they bought out Mobil in one of the largest mergers in the history. And I remember the president of Exxon on all the news stations saying, this is going to be great for America because we are going to merge with Mobil and all of our assets will become one. You'll pay less for gasoline. It'll be more available. This is the most wonderful thing that's ever happened to America. Do you know how much bourgeois that is or was? At the time, and it's proven to be complete bourgeois if you look at the prices. Just go across any business or market report. Matter of fact, I think the average now, as of today, $4.87 per gallon. Now, the Children's Museum of Indianapolis has faced some criticism for offering what was labeled as something to do with Juneteenth. I want to get to the bottom of Juneteenth, because I've almost forgotten what it was for. So we get to the bottom of this particular story, and what is Juneteenth in a moment, here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Back to Who's Zooming Whom here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 45 after the hour. Let's just do one of these things, the Terry Irwin remembrance of her husband, speaking of Who's Zooming Who. Steve Irwin's been dead since 2006. Wow.
It doesn't seem that long ago, right?
No, it doesn't.
He's been gone for longer than they were married.
It was really. Anyway, so she has done a lot of social media stuff, sort of celebrating their what would have been their 30th wedding anniversary, right? It's kind of cool looking at that. And their daughter now is basically doing the same thing he was doing, right?
Oh, his whole family is.
His whole family.
His son Robert, his daughter Bindi. So Robert's 18, Bindi's 23. She's married with a baby, and the whole family. I think they still have their show. It's where the Irwins. They're still doing everything with the Australian Zoo and their conservatorship, or not the conservatorship, I'm sorry, the conservationist, and really following, continuing to follow in his footsteps and living on with his legacy. It's so beautiful. I remember that. I was a big fan of his show. I loved Steve Irwin. And when he passed, it was one of those things that was just so shocking because all of the dangerous animals he'd always come across.
Exactly.
And here, he was out filming. He'd already finished his show's filming stuff, and his daughter Bindi was doing a show or had started her show at the time, and he was actually filming a little bit of footage for her when the stingray punctured his heart.
Yeah. Oof. Good God. Okay.
Such a tragic accident.
I mentioned the Children's Museum of Indianapolis, which now is facing some criticism for offering what was called the Juneteenth watermelon salad in their food court. So you want to explain for people that don't remember what Juneteenth, that's coming up. It's a national holiday now. The 20th of June will celebrate the 19th of June like it's a federal holiday. So this salad, pictures of it circulated across social media this week, inviting attendees to Juneteenth Jamboree. So this is apparently a little insensitive, right? Or is this too, are we being overly sensitive by being this sensitive? What do you think?
It's one of those things where they had good intentions, they just didn't think this through. So Juneteenth, June 19th, it's honoring the official end of slavery in the United States. It's when the enslaved people in Galveston, Texas were informed they were free with federal troops arrived.
2 years
after. This was in 1865. Yeah, 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. Now, the food service provider who deals with the Children's Museum of Indianapolis, they used the food and beverage menu to commemorate, and they were raising awareness for different holidays and focusing this time on Juneteenth. And the team that made the selection included their staff members who based the choices of food on their own family traditions. So they were honoring different heritage and Black culture, but to label it Juneteenth watermelon salad was in poor taste. And it makes you wonder how many people did this go through that nobody caught it and was like, we might get some backlash for this.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have, and they will, and you can be sure they won't make that mistake again. You're one and done when it comes to that sort of thing. Today is the anniversary of the last train robbery in the history of America. Huh? Yeah.
That is awesome.
The last train robbery on this date in 1900, a group of cowboy bandits attempted what is considered to be the last train heist in the Old West. This is crime at its best. And, I mean, we laugh about it, but this really happened. When trains started, it was like a 20-year period. Trains, locomotives really were developed, a steam engine, during the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. Matter of fact, it's one of the things that helped push the Industrial Revolution along. So as trains were carrying people, you know, we have all these old romantic westerns about trains being robbed. But the last, in terms of history, the last train robbery took place on this date in 1900. For those of you who are interested in that, for your listening and dancing pleasure, there it is, a bit of tidbitty news you can talk about during the day. It's 10 before the hour.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, 53 past the hour now, and it's Doug Steffen's Good Day, the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with us from his perch in Salt Lake City. He has a clinic that he and his wife Mary run. Extraordinary work being done. He is a Nuka chiropractor and thus is able to adjust your shoulders, your neck, your spine with one flip of his thumb. That's it. It's thumb-based medicine. I mean, we chuckle about that a little bit, but you really do have that touch. That's what it's all about. It's almost that magic. Remember the old song? That magic, you've got that magic touch. Well, you do have that magic
something
touch.
Like that.
Yeah, right.
Well,
okay.
We have this idea that major big type problems require major big type solutions.
Right.
And it's structure. Function follows the structure. When the structure's off, the function is simply going to suffer to some degree. And that's definitely the case with skeletal aspects, muscles, nerves, the skeleton. So when the physical structure, is misaligned to some degree, there's going to be some function that suffers. So someone had asked about frozen shoulder. They have extreme pain in their left shoulder for months. And the MRI showed bursitis and frozen shoulder, and she says, the doctor says there's nothing you can do. Yeah, because this isn't a medical problem. We always think all the time, boy, if you're sick or there's something wrong or this doesn't work, it's got to go see a doctor. Well, in some cases, that's the answer, but a lot of cases, it isn't. A lot of cases, you need the structure fixed. And in this case, I would tell this person, Colleen, obviously I'm not going to use the last name, if you happen to be listening, you need to find an upper cervical chiropractor. You need to find a chiropractor who specializes in the upper cervical neck, because the frozen shoulder is caused by nerves coming out of the neck that are paralyzing the deltoid muscles.
Mm-hmm.
And the cortisone shots is not going to do anything. I mean, that's just
numb everything. That's it.
Yeah,
I have a physical
Other question here on IBS-C, irritable bowel syndrome that it's leading to constipation problems. GAPS, you need to go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and under podcasts, write in GAPS, G-A-P-S, stands for Gut and Psychology Syndrome. This IBS-C can be solved within 30 days. You need to go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and click on the homepage there where the search bars are under podcasts and put in GAPS, G-A-P-S. And I'm telling you, there'll probably be a half a dozen or maybe more come up. Listen to them. There's your answer.
All right, Debbie, thank you for your questions for Dr. Jack and Colleen. Anybody else who has questions, we'll get to them here as we can. Send them along to our social media at Doug Steffens. Good day. Okay. So now we have Jack, by the way, brought to us by the folks who make Calitrin, the special deal that's on this week. Those of you who have been listening to me and our program for a long time know Calitrin is the way we recommend that you lose weight, more importantly, keeping it off. So you can find out more about it at toploss.com. Use the Doug Steffen code to be able to have free shipping and to get an unlimited supply of these wireless supplies last through the end of the week. All right. You have a study on coffee. This is one of the most controversial things. I remember, I think it was a George Carlin bit that I saw. He talks about how the government gives you a bit of advice. Don't do something. And then the government next week says, hey, this is great for you. And so that's really been the history of coffee, I think, in the modern time, hasn't it? Some people say coffee is bad for you.
As it is with a lot of other things that Mother Nature produced. Now, we developed, we grew up, we evolved to some degree or another on this planet with the entire plant kingdom around us. And the essentials of health is involved with eating that plant kingdom or something that ate the plant kingdom that concentrated that stuff for you in smaller amounts. We grew up with coffee. We grew up with tea, just as we did with carrots and green peppers and corn and beef and deer and everything else out there that has been mankind's food choices. Now, the trick is it organic or not? Now, in the Journal of the Annals of Internal Medicine, they came up with a new study. It involved some people in China and elsewhere where they found out that people who drink some coffee may have a lower risk of early death. One of the interesting things that stood out in the study is that the volunteers who drank unsweetened coffee had the lowest risk of death compared to those who didn't drink any at all. I could tell you a lot more. There isn't a lot of time left. But what's important is make sure it is organic. Because organic the non-organic coffee is sprayed so heavy with pesticides.
Yeah, it's got lots of pesticides. Well, that's the same. You can say that for any food. I mean, organic is the only thing that makes any sense anymore.
Go to your farmer's market.
You just pointed out, sprays on top of sprays. Yep. Farmer's market's a big deal. All right, Jack, thank you. Jack Stockwell here with Doug Steffen on the Good Day Health program at 59 past the hour.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com.